I never dreamed how much I would actually enjoy podcasting. When it was first suggested to me, I'll be honest, I was a bit intimidated by the thought. But when I found Anchor, I quickly realized how easy this was going to be. Anchor provides me with the tools to record and edit right within their program. I don't need additional software. I didn't even need to know how to distribute the podcast because they do it all for me. I would not be where I am today as a podcaster without Anchor. It's all you need and completely free. If you are looking to get started, download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. I often get asked, how did I end up in a relationship with a covert narcissist? Why did this happen to me? How did I get here? How do I prevent it from ever happening again? And how do I heal from this? These are excellent questions, and I want you to know that they are very related to each other. Why did this happen to me has a whole lot to do with how do I prevent it from ever happening again? How did I get here is tied so closely with how do I heal from this? My answer is radical personal responsibility. It's a special weapon that is available to anyone who's capable of self-reflecting, and therefore it's unreachable for narcissistic individuals. Taking control of your own internal world is absolutely one of the best tools you could ever have. I want to explain this tool to you today and then teach you how to use it. I'm Renee Swanson, your host of the Covert Narcissism Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here today. All of your behaviors and thoughts are within your conscious control if you choose for them to be. Let me give you an easy example. Take a few purposeful and completely conscious deep breaths right now. Go ahead. A couple of very aware of your breathing, very conscious thoughts. You can control this breathing yourself, right? You can choose to breathe in, and you can choose when to breathe out. You can choose to hold your breath. You could even choose to pant if you wanted to. You are in complete control of this. Now think about your typical day. How often throughout the day are you actually in control of your breathing? How often are you actually aware of it and choosing its rhythm of in and out? Probably not very often. When we are not aware of it or in control of it, our breathing goes into autopilot. It just happens. You will continue to breathe, but you won't be aware of it. It just happens. But any hour of the day, no matter what you are doing, you can choose to take control of your breathing. This exact same thing is true of your thoughts. Make a few purposeful and completely conscious thoughts right now. Like right now, take a minute and choose your thoughts. What are they? Maybe your thought is, what am I thinking about? Or what do I see around me? Or what's on my to-do list today? Maybe you're even thinking, what is this crazy woman trying to get me to do, and what does this have to do with covert narcissism? Regardless, right here, right in this moment, you are in control of your thoughts. As soon as you stop paying attention to them, your thoughts, just like your breathing, will go back into autopilot. That's the part I want to ask you about. What is your autopilot? What are your automatic thoughts? Is it your to-do list? Is it worrying over those that you love and care for? How are they doing? How are they feeling? Is it over your abuser? Is he or she happy? Are they upset? What kind of mood are they in? What will they do, say, if I do this, if I do that? Should I have done this? Should I have said that? Did I hurt their feelings? Whether this is with your abuser or just other people in your life, is this what your automatic or your autopilot thoughts are like? If I begin to consciously control my breathing, I get much stronger as a breather. For example, singers. Singers need to have conscious control of their breathing. They have to do this to be able to use their air as they choose. And if they train it, in fact, they can train their lungs to be, you know, really strong and powerful to where they can sing a really long phrase without even taking a breath. So they really gain control of their breathing, but they have to be very conscious of their breathing in order to do this. Swimmers and other athletes, they do this as well. What about somebody recovering from pneumonia? They also would want to take control of their breathing to have their breathing serve a specific purpose. Conscious control of your breathing helps in any of these ways. So what about our thinking? If I begin to more consciously control my thinking, do I get much stronger as a thinker? What benefit does it have? What do I gain? I have more control over my life, over who I am and the life that I'm building if I choose to be living consciously. Autopilot is the complete opposite of this. I want you to take a moment and think about this narcissistic person in your life. What is their autopilot? This is where we're going to dive into how this relates to what you've been through and where you want to be in life. What is their autopilot? In my situation, his autopilot was victim, the victim mentality. His auto response to anything was that it hurt him. I would tell him, hey, your collar is messed up. This hurt him. I would ask him, hey, is it okay if I throw this junk mail away? This hurt him. I would ask, hey, can we watch a different show tonight? Would that be okay? This hurt him. I could ask him, hey, will you run by the grocery store? This hurt him. I could even just ask, how was your day? And somehow, this hurt him. His autopilot was hurt feelings and thus defensiveness, defensive and protective behavior. I kind of, you know, I equate this to a porcupine and their quills. I don't know if you've heard me tell this story before, but I'm going to dive into it a little deeper here. You can pet a porcupine. They're actually soft, and some people keep them as pets. But you must stay extremely calm and gentle with them in order to keep them from feeling defensive. When a porcupine feels threatened or startled or edgy at all, their quills are going to come flying out. Now you can't go anywhere near them without getting poked by these very sharp quills. Well, this is kind of how it is with covert narcissism. Yes, my husband had soft moments, but I had to stay ever so gentle all the time. We had good memories, but I was always on high alert, like I was living with this porcupine. You know, I had to be so careful to be so gentle in how I said things and making sure that I didn't hurt him and cause the defensive flares to come up. But it took nothing for those quills to come flying out. It was like he was always on the edge of being pushed over. The smallest thing was all it took. This was his autopilot, that default of defensiveness. Could I predict that smallest thing? No, never. And here's why. Because it was normal, everyday life stuff that sent him into that victim mode, defensive, hurt behavior. Let's go back to the porcupine. You have this soft, calm pet in your home, and it's sitting there beside you. Well, the neighbor starts the car. Whoop, the quills come out. The porcupine is now bug-eyed and defensive. You calm him back down. The doorbell rings on the TV, like you're watching TV and the doorbell rings. Phwoomp, there come the quills again. And you settle them back down. A bird chirps outside. Phwoomp, there goes those quills. Someone upstairs flushes the toilet. Phwoomp, there goes those quills. I mean, it gets comical when you think about it. It's just, here's this porcupine just trying to exist in life, and phwoomp, the quills come out all the time because life has startling little things that happen. And no matter how much you calm this porcupine, you are never going to get it to stop reacting to all the little different sounds of normal everyday life. If you are living with a covert narcissist, you are living with that porcupine. Their autopilot are those quills. You turn off the TV that they're no longer watching. Boom, there go the quills. You text them to ask if they could run by the store, and boom, there go the quills. You go out to lunch with a girlfriend. Boom, there go the quills. Anything, no matter what, no matter what you choose to do, no matter what you choose to say, those quills will never stop coming out. You are never going to get them to stop reacting to all the different events of normal everyday life. This is why it's so crazy making, so incredibly frustrating. And yet when you call them out on it, they blame it all on you. A covert narcissist autopilot is defensiveness, victim role, hypersensitivity, blaming you or anyone else for their feelings, revenge, anger, often a slow, cold anger. And it's just underneath that surface, but it doesn't take anything to prick it open. They do not know how to make their own thoughts and feelings conscious. It would be like a person who is unable to consciously control their own breathing. Now, I want you to take a minute, and I want you to ask yourself, what is your autopilot? What does it look like? What is your default? Is your autopilot that same defensiveness? When something happens in life, is your automatic to go to that defensiveness? Are you quick to blame and be angry? Or is your autopilot driven by codependent thoughts? What can I fix? Is this my fault? How can I help? Should I work harder? Could I have done things better? What's your autopilot? This codependent type autopilot, it's not necessarily codependency, but for lack of a better word, this type of autopilot, it not only keeps you hooked in the current relationship for a very long time, but it also makes you vulnerable to this situation repeating itself again. Well, guess what? Here's the beautiful news. You have a choice as to whether you live in autopilot or if you are living consciously. When you are living unconsciously, you have no control. This is the narcissistic person. They're living unconsciously, and all of these reactions are controlling their life. But when you choose to live consciously, you are now in control. I call this radical personal responsibility. A narcissistic person does not have this, and in fact, will never have this. To them, everything is about what everyone else does. You made me angry. You hurt my feelings. You are why I did this. It's your fault that I'm yelling at you. Anyone ever hear that? Some will go so far as to say, you made me cheat on you. And if your autopilot is, how can I fix this? Then you might tend to believe them. Some will go so far as to say, you made me hit you. What is your autopilot? You know, some narcissistic people will say, well, it's my parents' fault that I'm this way. And if your autopilot is to feel compassion for them and want to help them fix this, then it's your autopilot that kicks in. They might blame it on society or blame it on, like, whatever. They'll blame it on anything and everything. To them, I say no. It is not your parents' fault. It is not society's fault. It is not my fault that you are standing there yelling at me. Who you are is your responsibility. If you choose to be an angry person, that's on you. If you choose to be hurt all the time, that's on you. People will always do things that get annoying at times. You get to choose who you are. And I'll even go so far as to say they get annoyed or hurt or defensive or whatever over things that aren't hurtful or annoying. Well, the same is true for you in that you get to choose who you are. You really, truly do. Do you want to be the one responsible for everyone else's feelings? Do you want to be the one that has to fix everything for everyone else? Do you want to be the one who's exhausted from all the energy that you are pouring into everyone else, whether they appreciate it or not? Do you want to be the one worried about what everyone else thinks of you? You can spend all of your energy that way. And you can choose to do this. And if you do, I believe you are setting yourself up exactly for another abusive relationship. Because if you fall back on that autopilot of, I have to fix everything and I have to make sure they're happy and I feel obligated. That's that obligation piece we've talked about a lot. And if you feel so obligated that I have to answer every text or I have to make sure they're happy and I have to make sure that you know, if they need me, I have to make sure I'm there. If you are going to choose to continue falling back into that autopilot, you are setting yourself up for another toxic relationship, probably another abusive relationship. You can choose how you spend your mental energy on the things you want to spend them on. What do you want to spend that mental world that you have in there? What do you want to spend it on? Learning, growing, connecting with those you choose, investing in yourself, hobbies or things that are a passion for you. investing in the lives of those who are receptive and open and reciprocate? How about helping our world to be a better place by helping those that are open to it? That's a good way to invest your time and your energy. So I ask you again, what is your autopilot? If you can identify your autopilot, you can take control of your life in just a radical way. What are the thoughts that loop around in your mind? Make a list. I want you to start writing them down. Pay attention to them. You know, what's looping around? Maybe what's looping around is, man, why did he treat me this way all this time? Write that down. What if it's, you know, oh, I got so much to do and I need to get this and this and this done. That's fine. Write it down. Make a list of the thoughts that loop and loop and loop around in your head. We all have them. What can you learn about yourself from these thoughts? These are your autopilots. Where did they come from? Are they the thoughts you want to spend your time and energy on? How do we stop them? How do we get control of this? Just becoming aware of your thoughts immediately gives you control over them. Let me explain it this way. We talked about breathing. As soon as you become aware of your own breathing, you are now in control of your own breathing. Have you ever tried to just pay attention to your breathing but not control it? It's actually incredibly difficult to do. And so when, as soon as you're aware of it, you're actually now consciously controlling it. Well, the same thing happens with your thoughts. As soon as you try to become aware of your thoughts, as soon as you do become aware of your thoughts, you know, for a lot of people, when as soon as I become aware of my thoughts stop happening. It's like they get real shy and now they're kind of hiding. As soon as you become aware of them, you are now in control of your thoughts. You become aware of them, then choose what you want to think about. Many times throughout your day, choose to stop and be conscious of your thoughts. The more conscious you live, the more you can build the life that you want. This is personal, radical responsibility. This is something that covert narcissists cannot do. Narcissistic people will not take any responsibility for their own actions, thoughts, and feelings. It is always someone else's fault, someone else's job. Today, I want to leave you with one really big life-changing thought, one that gives you so much control over your own life. Your feelings are your body's reactions to your own thoughts. I'll say that again. Your feelings are your body's reactions to your own thoughts. When a thought comes into our head, our mind, you know, translates this into whatever it needs to translate it into, and it releases chemicals. These thoughts cause chemicals to release that are either stress chemicals or relaxed chemicals or happy chemicals or fight chemicals, whatever. And those feelings, those chemicals are what cause the feelings that then happen in our body. Knowing this puts the control into your hands. You can choose to be angry over all the things that this narcissistic person have done and said. And I understand that anger. I get it. However, you, unlike the narcissist, can take control of your own feelings and heal. The first step of that, I firmly believe, is what I've just given you today. Becoming aware of your own thoughts and start living consciously. We'll be exploring this more and how it relates to covert narcissism and how it relates to the feelings and the control we have over them in an episode coming up soon. So please go make that list of your autopilot, the things that you fall back on. You can radically change your life if you start living consciously. Now, don't forget, for the month of June, in honor of the World Narcissistic Abuse Awareness Day, on June 1st is when that day is, I am offering one-on-one sessions for only $99 per hour for the entire month of June. You can sign up for them now. You don't have to wait for June 1st. $99 per hour for any one-on-one sessions with me. In these sessions, we explore your specific situation, how to get a hold of what's going on in your world, to make sense out of it and to heal so that you can consciously build the life that you want. To take advantage of this month-long special, go to my website at cnglifecoaching.com. That's CNG, that stands for Covert Narcissism Group, cnglifecoaching.com. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing. Thank you.